Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're starting the day off negative.
Yeah, like literally.
Negative five is what I have.
Negative five to be exact. I was so cold when I walked out of my house this morning, like my skin just immediately hurt. You know what I mean?
Well, you should have put a coat on.
Oh, I had a coat on. Oh, I did. I had a coat, a scarf, the works. It is just so cold out there, right? It's bitter.
I think the only part of my body that felt the cold would have been my face. Because I had a hat on, gloves, coat, everything else. I don't think my skin, I think that was the only part of my skin that could feel the cold.
Well, the little bit of my skin that did feel the cold was not happy.
So we're starting out the day negative. Don't let it steal your positivity. The Q Morning Show. Some Wednesday motivation right there. Miles Smith, Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, I know you can't speak for everyone, but does anyone, specifically the females, can they go outside? Do they go outside with a wet head? Is that something that, I remember my mom would always say that when I was a kid. Don't go outside with a wet head.
You'll get sick.
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't know if that's a myth. I know for sure in the winter months, at least, I don't do it. I do it in the summer. I'll let my hair air dry, but when it's this cold, absolutely not. It's not going to dry. It'll just freeze into an icicle.
So it adds more time to your morning routine.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to blow dry your hair,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You got to make sure that it is completely dry because, again, I don't know if it's a myth that you'll get sick if you go out with a wet head, but I'm not trying to find out.
I know it's different for guys than it is for girls. I've always known that. Your maintenance, the maintenance that is required for you to get out the door every single day is much different than ours.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just talking about like different things I'm doing right now. Like right now I'm putting on body lotion.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Because my skin is so dry.
Yeah.
But my wife does that every day. Every day she's putting on.
You don't put on lotion every day?
No. Is that just because I'm a guy?
Maybe. If your skin is dry, you should probably use it every day, though. That way your skin is not dry anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
I definitely don't use it every day.
Mm.
I'll get out of the shower and get dressed and I'm gone. But on, you know, during these winter months,
yeah.
Just little adjustments that I have to make, I'll get out of the shower and I'll put on lotion on my legs and on my, for some reason, my back is super itchy. So I'm trying to get lotion back there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a bit of a tough one.
And me going out with a wet head really isn't an issue anymore either.
It just dries pretty quick.
Well, there's not working with a lot up there right now anyway. You know, I'm follically challenged up there.
Follically challenged. I like that.
So, negative five right now. It is a brutally cold morning, but we are here with you.
Staying warm in the studio.
Yeah, we are going through it. This morning, good vibes. I think we can manufacture good vibes today.
I think so. Even with some negative temps, I think we can do it.
Am I the bleep hole later on this morning, 7:25. And we do have the hottest tickets in town. Cavs tickets for the game on Saturday night and the game on coming up on Monday. So we'll have that during Alyssa's College of Knowledge at 7:55 this morning and 8:55 as well. Q104, good morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. It must have been a slow entertainment news week because I know one of the stories came out this week. Justin Bieber has unfollowed Haley. Oh, my God.
Justin Bieber saw that yesterday.
Unfollowed Haley on Instagram.
According to him, it was because his account got hacked and somebody went in and unfollowed Haley. It wasn't on purpose. He didn't do it. So he says...
What did he say?
Well, no, that's what he says. He says that he didn't do it.
I'm sorry. I thought you said, and so he says, and I thought you were going to tell me what he said.
Oh, no, no, no. No, okay. That's what he said. He said that he didn't do it, but his account did unfollow his wife's account. So I don't know. It's a little fishy.
Is it somebody's job to go into celebrities' social media accounts and every day check to make sure that they're following that person? Like, who notices this stuff? Like, who notices on this day that Justin Bieber unfollowed Hailey Bieber on Instagram? Like, you have to physically go onto his account.
Yeah.
To see who he's following.
Mm-hmm.
To figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I hope that it is somebody's job. That's like what they do with their morning coffee every day, is check and see what couples unfollowed each other through the night.
Yeah. And so, like, every day, that's got to be one of the most tedious jobs that I could imagine.
Oh, it really does.
Because, yes, Justin followed Hailey again, but you got to check today to make sure that he didn't unfollow her again.
Right. And what does it mean if he did?
One of the worst jobs in Hollywood, I would think. Gracie Abrams. This is new on Q. That's so true. Q104. Gracie Abrams, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're starting off this morning in negative numbers. I have negative five right now in downtown Cleveland.
And that's not even the wind chill. That's like for realsies. That's the temperature.
Oh, yeah. It says feels like negative 10.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me ask you this, Alyssa.
Yes.
This morning, how did you start your car? Is your car in a garage? Is your car in a driveway? Like, how do you get your car started?
I keep my car in the garage.
Okay, so your car is relatively warmer than it would be if it was sitting outside.
Yeah, sure.
It keeps the ice off the windshield. But do you go out and start the car in the garage and let it run in the garage, or do you just you just go cold?
I just go cold. I just bundle up.
Well, the car is not as cold as it would be if it was sitting outside, I guess, if it's sitting in the garage.
Yeah, I mean, it still feels freaking cold, I can tell you that.
Yeah. So, we have a garage, except nobody parks in it. And
why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. There's space in there for at least one car. Like, there's a lot of junk in my garage, but there's at least space for one car. There's probably not space for both of our cars.
And you don't use the space?
No, we just park. We have a very long driveway, and we just leave it right there in the driveway. But I've been going out the past 2 days. I'll go out and start the car.
Oh, and then, so it can warm up?
Yeah, and then I'll go back inside and have breakfast.
Yeah, I used to do that in high school. Actually, I didn't used to do it. My mom used to do it for me. That was the difference. She would go outside and start my car while I was getting ready. Now I don't live with my mom, so... You know, it's one of those things.
So you have a toasty ride in because the car's all warmed up for you.
Yeah, I like my car will warm up by the time I get on the highway. That's like how I gauge.
That's
like,
too late.
Yeah.
It's
that's
too
about
late.
Halfway through my trip. So
some people have those automatic starters.
Oh, I know. Those are so nice. I keep thinking about one every morning and how I want one.
216-474-0104. I'm just curious. How do you get your car started in the morning? Do you go out and start it yourself and warm it up? Do you have one of the automatic car starters? Tell us what that's like, because I don't even know what that's like. That's just luxury. That's the height of luxury for me.
That is. That's how you know you've made it.
I don't even know if my car is even equipped to have one of those automatic car starter things.
Just press a button and oof. Yeah, that's the life.
Or do you start the morning out cold? You just open the door, you go outside, it's negative five.
You just brave it.
Yeah. Is that what you do? It's 216-474-0104. Let's heat it up with Nelly. Oh. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So apparently there's a countdown clock on Lady Gaga's website right now.
For what?
Well, TMZ is reporting that the countdown is for a new album.
Oh, didn't she like just release a new album a couple months ago?
It's very possible because I get that stuff confused. I don't have it readily at the memory.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry. It was just a song. It was just another song, not Die With a Smile. It's called Disease.
So it says here when the the countdown clock ends, that's when the album's title and the release date will be revealed. Not when the album will drop, just when we can expect a new album from Lady Gaga.
Okay, okay.
So another snow day slash cold day today for the kids.
Yeah, and pretty much everybody.
And some businesses. Yeah, my son Will, well, he had a sleepover two nights ago at a friend's house. I didn't see him for like a good 24 hours. He got back home last night, like almost 7 o'clock. He spent the day with his friends. They went to Urban Air.
What's that?
At Crocker Park. I don't know. It's like some trampoline place or something.
I was going to say, it sounds like a trampoline park. I went to one of those over holiday break. Exhausting. Exhausting and sticky. Those are my main takeaways.
Well, they're having a great time.
Well, good for them.
But, I mean,
I'm happy for them.
Will hasn't been in school since last Thursday.
They had Friday off?
They had Friday off because the quarter ended Thursday of last week.
Okay.
And then they had Friday off so, you know, teachers could get their grades in. And then the weekend, the day off Monday because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Wow. Geez. Yeah. He is living the life right now. I'm jealous. Remember how nice that was, being in school and getting a bunch of days off?
Do you know who's not getting days off right now? Did you see this?
No.
That would be the students at our alma mater of Kent State University.
Oh, I did see that. I did. I could not imagine having to walk to class in this right now down at Kent. That whole campus is just a wind tunnel. Wind rips through that campus.
So Kent State's policy of canceling classes, it has to be, the wind chill has to be negative 20 or below. And we have not reached that yet.
I believe it. I can't believe that they have that in writing.
They do.
But I can believe it because I was that person just a couple short years ago, 10 short years ago, complaining about having to walk in this kind of weather to class.
So students have not been happy, and they've been letting the university know about it. I think that the campus has been offering free hot chocolate and tea. Maybe at the student center?
Right. Probably at the student center, which is like so far away from half of campus.
Right. So you have to walk through the frigid temperatures to get
to
campus.
Just to get to that free hot chocolate.
It's waiting for you when you get there. It's not too bad.
Or so they say.
Hope you're staying warm this morning. Thank you for being with us, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. I just saw the saddest headline I think that I've ever seen in a while.
What?
Champagne sales are tanking because no one feels like celebrating anymore.
I believe it.
That makes me feel so sad.
I mean, when was the last time that you had champagne, Bill?
Well, that's only because I don't really prefer champagne. It doesn't mean I don't like to celebrate. I don't need to pop a bottle in order to celebrate something.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm a big mimosa girl. I love some champagne. I haven't had any, even for New Year. I haven't had any in a while.
Yeah, this article, like the champagne companies are really worried. And they've done the research, and that's what people are telling them. They don't really have anything to celebrate right now. That's why champagne sales are doing pretty well.
Don't mind us. America is in its emo phase right now, okay?
Please,
it's just a phase.
Please tell me that's not true. Tell me you have something to celebrate. We have good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. There has to be something to celebrate. There has to be something that puts you in a good mood. It doesn't even need to be something that you are celebrating. It's just something that makes you happy.
Something that puts a smile on your face.
Good vibes at 655 216-474-0104.
Bill and Alyssa are real life, real Cleveland.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
A great morning show.
The best morning soundtrack.
The Morning Show.
This is the Q Morning Show on Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
We are going to Berea so we can talk to Kaylee. Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Share a good vibe with us.
Yeah, this actually just happened, and I'm just kind of still reeling. But so I kind of made the New Year's resolution to focus a little bit more on music this year, and I even did, like, this whole like tarot reading to see if that was like a good direction for me to go. And like, basically I got the green light from, you know, the higher powers that be.
The deck, the cards.
Yes, exactly. And then yesterday, there's this like, basically it's an online dating site for musicians where they pair you up. And I got a call from this guy who wants to potentially use me as a front person for his cover band, which
no
would be
kidding.
Really cool.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, so I'm super excited.
What band does this band cover?
So it's like late 80s, early 90s, and then like sprinkled in some like mid-aughts for some flavor.
Okay.
Kind of like the hits of yesterday and today.
That okay. sounds like my kind of party. Let's go.
Yeah, let's sing some Journey. Let's go.
Journey's one of their songs that they sing?
Don't stop
believing, baby.
Okay.
Oh, Flawless.
Give me something else from the 80s that they play.
Oh, do you guys know Aha, Take On Me?
Yes. Take on me.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now you go.
Take me on.
Take on me.
I'll be gone.
Then I'm not you.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Do you think we'll get hit with copyright for that?
I mean, it was spot on, so maybe.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what. I want to see this band so bad. I want to see your band.
Well, let me get hired first.
Yeah, we got to get that out of the way, Wes. We got to get that over with.
No, I'm manifesting it for you. You're going to get
yes,
it.
Exactly. Everyone light a candle if you're listening.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You got this, girl.
Thanks.
It's 216-474-0104. That's how you get in touch with us to share a good vibe. Every morning on the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So, did you see this news, this email that we received from corporate? I think this is a good thing. One of my biggest complaints, complaints is a strong word, annoyances about working here is the fact that the company requires us to change our password like every 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
To access our stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be that big of a deal, but it sneaks up on you. It feels like we're constantly changing our password.
Yeah. And then I'm using essentially a variance of the same password, except I'm adding an exclamation point.
Wait, you're adding an exclamation point too?
Or a number or whatever. And then, you know, just when it's 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm not thinking, it's like that doesn't work. And it's like, well, oh, what did I change it to? Did I add an exclamation point? Did I add
the year? Keep adding exclamation points. I'm up to 3 exclamation points now.
Well, the good news from our company is that I believe starting immediately, we no longer have to change our password every 3 months.
And the reason why we were having to do that, I don't think that you were working at this company yet. But I want to say it was like 2019, maybe 2019. We had like a string of like hacking. Like our emails kept getting hacked into.
Really?
And it was like a month that like we just kept getting like every other day.
So you were getting like spam emails?
No, like our whole email would just get shut down because somebody in the company from across the country clicked on the wrong thing.
Oh,
basically.
Oh,
so
okay.
There was like some security problems going on.
That was the worst of it, was just that you
yeah.
couldn't access your email.
You couldn't access it because it kept getting compromised.
Yeah. Well, I know that I know security is very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And not just at this company, but at the previous company that I worked on as well. Like, there, for instance, like the computers that we use, for instance, to play the music, all the music that's in front of me here, we can't have the internet on that particular computer.
No.
Because they don't want anyone to be able to hack in here and all of a sudden start playing AC/DC and old Kiss songs.
Right,
and
that would be the worst.
Right, it would.
Ah.
So that's what they're trying to prevent. They're trying
right.
to be, you know, ultra
cautious.
Right. So what they have decided to do now is instead of making us change our password every 3 months, now we have the option to come up with our own passphrase.
I haven't done this yet, so I'm not quite sure how that works.
It's a 16-character passphrase. And I don't know if, I don't even think it needs to, I don't think you have to have numbers, or I don't even think you need to have exclamation points or question marks or ampersands or whatever you want to put it. I think it's just a phrase that you can have, and it has to be 16 characters.
My name is Jeff. Is how many characters is that?
I don't know. I have to write that out. That's a good one, though.
That's a good one.
So, and then once we come up with that passphrase, we can forget about it forever. We never have to change it. That is our passphrase. It is unique to us. And I think that'll be, I think that'll make life easier, right?
I would think so. I would hope so.
Our passphrase. The reason we bring all this up is some company released their top five most hackable passwords in the U.S.
Oh boy.
So they've done the research, and when somebody gets hacked, they'll look into it and they'll be like, okay, well, what was the password on this account? And then they find out it's one of these.
Okay, I think I know at least two of them.
Well, I was hoping you can explain what it is, because I know I've seen this before, and I don't know the origin of it. So number five on this list is QWERTY1. What is QWERTY?
Oh, QWERTY? It's the top line of the letters on your keyboard, on your left hand.
Oh!
Yeah, QWERTY. QWERTY. Yeah, that's QWERTY.
I learned something this morning.
See, there you go.
I had no idea.
It just became so obvious to me. You didn't take, like, technology in high school, did you?
No, I took a typing class in high school. That's how I learned to type.
Oh, yeah. I took that in middle school, but that's how we learned QWERTY.
Oh, well, yeah. Mrs. Norris never yelled out QWERTY when she was teaching us to type. She would type, she would make us do ASDF, 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 ASDF. And then we would have to do that over and over again, like 60 times.
Yeah.
ASDF, semi. Okay, so number five on this list is QWERTY1. Number four is QWERTY123.
Okay.
Number three of the most hackable passwords in the U.S., password.
That's one of the ones that I was like, it's got to be on there. Password. It's a classic.
The number two most hackable password, 123456.
That was my second guess of a password that would be on there. Wait, so what's the number one?
The number one most hackable password in the U.S., secret.
What a bad secret. That's not a good password. If that is your password, change it.
Yes, change it immediately.
Please, especially since we just told the whole city that that's the most hackable password.
Perhaps also ask your company or your IT person if you can switch to passphrases. 16-character passphrases. It might change your whole world. Might change your whole life.
I would say that if somebody has a suggestion for a passphrase, to text us, but maybe I shouldn't do that.
I got to play that. Yeah, play around with that.
Yeah.
I got to get my 16 characters ready. All right. Am I the bleep hole on the way this morning? Her name is Paige. When I explain to you what Paige has done, you might be thinking, oh, yeah, she's a bleep hole. So she was hired to babysit for this family for the first time. And when she arrived and heard the instructions, she walked out immediately. And left the mom hanging for the night.
Oh,
refused to babysit for the family. Is she a bleep hole? She has reasons why she isn't. That's coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Am I the bleep hole? So this is when you do something or you say something that in your mind you do it and you don't think there's anything wrong, but then maybe someone says something to you and they're like, you know, you're kind of a bleep hole for doing that. And you're kind of questioning yourself.
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. So you come to us and we examine your situation, try to figure out if you're a bleep hole or not. That's Paige. Paige, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Tell us what's going on in your world.
All right. So I babysit as a side hustle. And, you know, usually just around my neighborhood, and I have families that recommend me to other families, and it's great because, you know, that's how I get most of my babysitting gigs.
Referrals.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, the other weekend, I was asked to babysit for two kids for the first time, and I never met them, and I didn't know the family, but they live like three streets away from me, so I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah. Right?
On the night I was supposed to babysit for them, I get to the house, and the mom is, you know, showing me around the house. And give me the general rules, et cetera, usual basic stuff. But then she tells me that one of her kids is deathly allergic to peanuts and the other kid has sensory issues and needs some extra attention and was telling me all about their triggers and stuff to watch out for. And, you know, she's like trying to walk out the door at this point and, you know, just throws me an EpiPen just in case something happens to one of the boys. Right. And I've never used an EpiPen. Like, I'm not trained in this. Mm. And so I told her, I was like, look, I'm really sorry, but I don't feel, you know, ready or equipped to handle any of this. And I told her I'm sorry, but I don't feel comfortable watching her kids. I told her she should have given me, you know, a heads up about all this before she arranged to have me come over.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is fair. And, you know, obviously she was not happy with me. And she actually said something about, you know, how if I want to have a job like this, I need to be prepared and ready to handle pretty much anything.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, seriously, dude?
Okay.
And she was upset because she was supposed to be meeting her husband somewhere and basically had to cancel the entire evening. And, like, I mean, I just got out of there as fast as I could.
Yeah. Okay.
So she did not go on her date because you left and decided not to watch the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like she should have given me a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your kids need extra, like, I don't know. Do you think I'm a bleep hole for bailing on her like that?
Has this woman posted about you on Facebook yet?
I'm not friends with her on Facebook.
I was going to say, the magic word is yet, because you know it's coming.
Oh, no. Probably. Probably. Hmm.
I mean, I'll be honest, though, Paige, because something about that EpiPen being put in hand, it's kind of a game changer.
It's daunting. It is.
216-474-0104. I think it sucks that this date was ruined for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who was planning a night with her husband and she has the babysitter over, that's Paige, and the kids are there and Paige to bail. That part sucks, although I think that you're justified in doing so, Paige.
Yeah.
I really do. I think you're right. I think that's a conversation that needed to be had either to give you an advance warning or have you come over an hour beforehand or something like that, just to give you more, instead of just kind of rushing out the door. It's like, oh, here's an EpiPen.
And not to mention, too, you said that the other kiddo has sensory issues. And I'm sure just in that environment, too, it would have been nice for the kids to be able to get to know you for longer than a couple of minutes before mom just bounces.
That's the other thing I was thinking. I was like, this kid doesn't know me. And like, I don't know. What if I say the wrong thing or like put his cereal in the wrong bowl or I cut up his meat the wrong way? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, his particular things, and that's not fair to the kid.
216-474-0104. Paige was supposed to babysit for the first time for two kids who had some special needs and requests. Is she a bleep hole for bailing on this mom? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, I feel like I'm flying blind this morning because for some reason I forgot my laptop.
I don't even know how you do that. I don't even know how you leave for work without your laptop.
Yeah, I shoved a bunch of stuff in my bag this morning, but my laptop was not one of those things. So one of the things that I don't have access to is the text machine. So when people text into the show, I can't see that. I can't see those texts. So this is the perfect morning if you want to talk crap about me to Alyssa.
Yeah, you could go ahead and text us. I'm the only one that can see it this morning.
Yeah, I will not see those texts. but let's wrap up Am I the Bleep Hole? Because we heard from Paige, who is a babysitter as a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And babysits for families in her neighborhood. She was recommended to babysit for this one family who lives a couple of blocks away. She's never had an encounter with the family before, never met the kids. But when she arrives there that night to babysit, she finds out that the mom hands her an EpiPen just in case my son goes into anaphylactic shock or something.
Right. One of the sons is really allergic to peanuts.
Right.
The
but
other
why would
one.
Those, why would those also be in the house, though? If the kid is, so it just kind of freaked Paige out a little bit. And also one of the other sons, has sensory issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess there were just a list of instructions that she was not
comfortable with.
Right. And she wasn't prepared for it.
Right.
And she said, I'm sorry. I just don't feel comfortable, watching your kids tonight, and she left. The mother was very, very upset at her. Mm-hmm. I think I can understand why.
Well, sure. If you have a date night planned and all of a sudden, last minute, the rug gets pulled underneath your feet and you have to cancel, yeah, that sucks. But I see Paige's side of this, too.
But coming from a parent perspective, it would suck to have my date night canceled. But at the same time, if the someone who I'm entrusting to watch my kids for the night says, I'm not comfortable watching your kids, then yes, please leave.
Right. Like then this is not the job for you.
I'm not leaving you with my kids if you don't think you're up to the job. Rachel's listening to us in Avon. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? Is Paige the bleep hole here? We're thinking she's not.
I don't think she's a bleep hole. I think the mom should have given her more notice. And my big confusion was, why does she need an EpiPen in the house? If the child is massively allergic to peanuts, why would there be a potential that he could have an reaction? So totally not Paige's fault.
Yeah, I agree
with that. Yeah, I don't think the Paige is a bleep hole at all. That's a good point, though. Like, I think that, especially if you're just staying in the house, like, yeah, why do you have to have an EpiPen? I get that there is, like, extreme situations and just in case, but say that then. Be like, you probably won't need this. Like, we don't have any peanut products in the house, but just on the off chance that you guys go somewhere, like, here, just take this just in case.
All right, we will leave it there. Am I the bleep hole? Every Wednesday on the Q Morning Show, 216-474-0104. I would also imagine it would be very difficult this morning when it's negative five outside? Negative 5 degrees.
Ugh.
And you're all bundled up. And, you know, you've got gloves on, you're in the car. It's very difficult to call a radio show or text a radio show when it's this cold outside, right?
It is. It's tough. But I feel like if you're going to risk your hands being cold, you might want to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, I was going to suggest, should we cancel Alyssa's College of Knowledge for today and just move it to another day?
No, we have Cavs tickets.
I just don't want, you know, it's dangerous for someone to remove their gloves.
Oh, they can remove them for a couple of minutes.
All right.
Remove them just long enough to dial the phone, and then you can put your glove right back on.
All right. I wouldn't do that to you. Cavs tickets this morning for Saturday night's game coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Erica in Chagrin Falls, good morning.
Good morning.
So you mentioned that your husband is mad at you. Why is that?
Well, last week when I called when Alyssa was sick, I rushed him off the phone to listen to the game. So I texted in and said something. So he was so mad at me because he was out of town and I hadn't seen him or talked to him, you know, in a little bit.
Oh, wow. So you just wanted to listen to the game.
Last week. But now I'm like, I need to win something so he's not mad at me anymore about constantly getting off the phone with him to listen to the show.
Yeah, now you're a contestant. You could win Cavs tickets.
Yes, I'm so nervous.
So it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Here is question number one. It's the land down under.
Australia.
Question two. What global retailer is known for its furniture you build yourself along with their meatballs?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Question three. The 1990s all-girl band that included members named Scary, Ginger, and Baby.
Spice Girls?
Fourth question. In hospital lingo, what color code represents a life-threatening emergency?
Red.
And our final question. It's a multiple-choice question. In Mexico, when children lose their teeth, they are visited at night, not by the tooth fairy, but the tooth mouse or the tooth turtle?
Mouse.
All right, Erica.
Oh, God.
Are you still nervous?
Very.
Let me get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Erica, you did really well. 3 out of 5 today.
Oh, my gosh.
3 out of 5. That is pretty good. Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. Alyssa, meet Erica in Chagrin Falls.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Remember the person last week that texted us that their husband was out of town and they were on the phone with them and then they hung up?
Yes.
Because they wanted to hear Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That's Erica, and she's a contestant today.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad we get to play.
Yes. I was so nervous. I'm so bad at trivia.
You know what? It's early. That's okay. We're going to give it our all.
She didn't do too bad. She got 3 out of 5, so that's what you need,
Oh,
Alyssa.
That's not even too bad, Erica. Jeez.
I know. I was shocked.
You need 3 to tie and 4 to win. Let's go. It's the land down under.
Australia.
Okay. The easy one out of the way, perhaps. Question number 2. What global retailer is known for its furniture you build yourself along with their meatballs?
IKEA.
That's correct.
I was going to say that.
Question 3. The 1990s all-girl band that included members named Scary, Ginger, and Baby.
The Spice Girls.
We've got a tie. In hospital lingo, what color code represents a life-threatening emergency?
Code red. No?
Sorry, in hospital terms, it's code blue.
Oh, I almost code said blue. Code blue, too.
I only remember that from watching ER.
Mm.
Final question is a multiple choice question. In Mexico, when children lose their teeth, they are visited at night not by the tooth fairy, but the tooth mouse or the tooth turtle.
I hope it's the tooth turtle.
Oh, I'm sorry it's not. It's the tooth mouse.
Okay, that's still really cute, though. I kind of love that.
That means it's a tie today during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Unfortunately, Erica, all ties go to the house. So Alyssa is the winner today in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, that's okay. I'm proud I did it.
Well, hey, Erica, we got some good news for you.
Yes.
We're so happy you're a loyal listener.
And we got some Cavs tickets for you.
Yay! My husband will be so excited.
That'll make up for ghosting him.
Yes, yes, it truly will.
Yep, I hope you're not doing anything on Saturday because you got 2 tickets to see the Cavs take on the Rockets.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. My name is Erica, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Billie Eilish. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good to have you with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. It is still -5.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's really cold out there if you somehow didn't notice that already.
The one thing about it being so cold and having schools canceled, some businesses have canceled, and most events that don't really have to happen aren't happening. Like, for instance, it's not just school for my kids. Basketball practices are canceled. Basketball games,
okay.
Soccer, whatever. So we're just sitting around the house.
Hunkering down.
Yeah, we're binge watching a show as a family again. So we finished Young Sheldon, or at least we finished season 6.
Okay.
And we need to finish the final season, but that's not available on Netflix yet. So we switched over to Modern Family.
I love that for you. That's one of my favorite shows.
I watched that the first time around, but I guess it's been at least a decade now.
Yeah, I mean, that's been on since I was in high school.
Yeah.
So, like, over 15 years.
There's so much that I don't remember, and I'm hysterically losing it on the couch.
You're, so Phil Dunphy-coded. You really are.
That's who makes me laugh.
Yeah, no, you are Phil Dunphy.
I'm the cool dad, WTF, why the face?
Literally, that's you. You're the Cleveland version of that.
But the drawbacks of watching TV as a family is everyone will ask you to pause the show at some point during the show. Usually, my wife will ask me to pause it if she sees an actor or actress on the screen that, who is that? Who
oh,
is that
no.
person? And then we got to pause it to Google that person and find them on Wikipedia. Or the kids, it's all like, can I make popcorn? Can I get something to drink? And you're just constantly pause, pause, pause.
How long does it take you to watch one episode? Like an hour?
Well, it's like, yeah, a 20-minute episode, and it takes 40 minutes to get through it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I wouldn't have it any other way, because we're doing something together as a family.
And you're staying warm, so we'll take it.
Are you binging anything with Bryce right now?
Honestly, no. We've just been, I can't even say we. He's been playing a game on his computer, but I have really just been taking advantage of the TikTok being back.
Okay.
So I've just been scrolling and watching videos and That's pretty much been my form of entertainment lately.
Paula and I started Severance on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, the new season.
Last weekend, season two.
How is it?
The first episode was tremendous.
Really?
I would have loved to have watched the second episode.
Is it out? Or
it's not there.
Oh, it's not out yet.
It's going to drop every week.
Oh, I thought that we were getting the full season two last Friday.
No, I'm going to go on another rant. I'm going to go on another rant. You got to stop me because I'm going to go on another rant. But isn't this the whole point of having these streaming services so we could binge things? Because when we had network TV,
this was the thing, is like you had to watch every week. But now we've moved past network TV. So why don't we have the whole show?
You know why? Because we were suckered in, and then these streaming apps, they're sick of people going on doing their 7-day trials and then canceling the service. So people are getting their 7-day trials, they're binging shows, and then they're canceling their service. And this is their way of getting you to not cancel the service, because they're going to make us wait for what? The next 10 weeks. The next 10 weeks to watch Severance.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a long time. I'm part of the problem, though. I've done that. I have signed up for so many different streaming services under so many different emails. I'm like constantly incognito doing my 7-day, 30-day free trials. I put alarms in my phone so that I know when the trial is going to expire, so that I can remember to unsubscribe.
Yeah. It feels like it was so much better the way that we used to watch TV, because now it's so frustrating. And this is kind of leading me into where we're going next. First thing I read this morning, first thing I read in my email, Netflix is raising their prices again.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Even for the people that do have ads right now, the price is still going up.
So coming up, we're going to get into what did you give up because it just costs too much? Doesn't have to be streaming services, but
anything.
We'll get into that on the way. The Q Morning Show. Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you here with us. So this is something we've been talking about for a while, and I don't enjoy talking about it, but it's been a reality for a long time, using buzzwords like inflation and just talking about how things are so much more expensive now.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs right now are, from what I hear, insanely high. Right now. Is that right? I mean, are you buying eggs or did you cut that out of your life?
I bought eggs like a week ago and they really weren't that bad. It was like a normal, very normal price. But everybody's been talking about these dang eggs. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Some of this comes down to my ignorance. And it's just I don't buy eggs, you know, that my wife handles that portion of our, you know, running our family.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I walked into a grocery store right now and you said, how much are these eggs? If you would say 99 cents, I'd say, okay. If you said they were $4.75, I'd say, okay. I have no idea.
You have no concept of how much it's supposed to cost.
I really don't.
That's fair.
But I do look through our finances and I try to cut things out when I can. And lately it's been streaming services. That's been in the scope of what I've been looking at. Looking at how much we're paying.
Oh,
a month.
Like trying to cut back on how many you have.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm constantly making adjustments.
It's so hard because, like, once you decide that you're going to cut one out, then, like, give it a couple of months, there's going to be something on there that you can only watch on there. And then that's where we get into this cycle of, like, so many different accounts, so many services.
It's exactly what happened to me last month is I cut out Max.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to re-add it last week so I could watch the Cavs games that were on TNT because I have Fubo, which doesn't have TNT.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's frustrating. And then this morning, I wake up to the email from Netflix that says they are now going to start charging me $1 more a month. Now, I'm not going to cut out Netflix, but it's just I'm on constant watch of things that I can cut out of my life so I can save money. So I can, you know, I guess the phrase, the cliche, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Pretty much.
Constantly doing that. So here's one thing that I've cut out in 2025. Haircuts.
You're cutting out haircuts?
I've cut them out.
So are you just going to let it flow?
No.
You're going to grow out your hair?
No.
No?
I bought clippers.
Oh, wow.
So now, I mean, this is a long time coming, too. It's in the back of my mind of why am I paying $32 to my barber to handle these scraps when I really should just be just shaving it myself. So that's what I'm now doing. I'm just taking the number three guard.
You're so brave.
So now I'm going to save $30 a month.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a good start, though.
Yeah. What about you? Anything that you've cut out?
I would say that the biggest thing that we've been trying to cut out is Dr. Pepper. And when I say that, like, I mean, okay, because 12 packs of pop, getting to be really up there.
Is it really?
Yes. Getting to be really a luxury. And Bryce can pound through a 12-pack on his own in like a day and a half. So we really had to cut back and try to ration the Dr. Pepper in our house.
It's not worth it, right?
No, it's not. It's definitely not. Like, that's been one of the things. Pop has been going up like crazy for a couple years, but for the rate at which he drinks it, I'm like, this is not sustainable. We cannot afford this.
216-474-0104. So what did you give up because it just cost too much? You cut it out of your life. You just can't afford it right now. It's a
little more.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Miles Smith, The Q Morning Show, Q104. Do you know anyone doing dry January? Any of your friends?
You know, I don't actually, but I almost forgot that that's a thing that people are doing right now.
I don't know how you do dry January, because this is the longest month ever in all of the months.
It really is. It's the Monday of the year.
It's January 22nd, and it feels like this month has gone on so long. I don't know how you could give up drinking. I would need drinking just to help make
just
this
to move things along.
Right.
Yeah, no, this is the longest month of the year, every year. But I'm noticing it a little bit more this year, that it's really just dragging.
And maybe that's something that people have also cut out. You know, you don't buy alcohol in January. That's saving money.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really easy way to save money, is to just cut out alcohol.
Well, this is definitely not a dry event, and it happens in February.
So dry January is over. Even better.
Cupid's Undie Run. And that's February 8th. It's a Saturday. This will be the third year in a row that I've been a part of it. This is going to be Alyssa's first Cupid's Undie Run.
I know. I'm so excited.
And this year it's happening at the Draft Room at Huntington Bankfield. Brown Stadium,
yeah,
essentially.
Brown Stadium, and everybody's going to be in their undies. Hopefully it's warmer than it is today.
I can guarantee you it's going to be warmer on February 8th
today.
And we're only outside for a little bit. We're only outside for the part where we run. And it's not even running. So you should not be afraid of the running the mile part, because people just kind of like halfway do it.
Yeah.
People kind of just give up. And then it's like, I'm going to go back inside and drink a little bit more.
In my underwear. See, that sounds like my kind of party.
It's a lot of fun. If you're interested, cupids.org. That's probably the best website to send you to. We can put a link up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show in a second. But sign up. If you register right now, there's a discount code available. If you use the code radio, and you can join us February 8th, Huntington Bankfield in the Draft Room, Cupid's Undie Run with the Q Morning Show. Q104. Good morning.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
All right. It's Mark in Concord. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa unfortunately wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Mark?
I'm ready.
Let's go. The company who has the slogan, "You're in good hands."
State Farm.
Question two. The name of the movie or fantasy series where Frodo Baggins is attempting to destroy the One Ring.
Okay. Lord of the Rings.
Our third question today. The name of his record label is Rockefeller Records.
I don't know.
Fourth question. He was a monkey, and his best friend was the man with the yellow hat.
Curious George.
Final question. If you are really into fitness, you might be interested in your BMI. What does BMI stand for?
Body mass index.
Nice job, Mark. You got 3 out of 5 today.
Ugh, a little rough. I was hoping for better. I want to beat her.
Let's see if we can make that happen. First, we got to get her back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
She'll be in a second. We've got Cavs tickets on the line. Cavs play the Pistons on Monday night. So that's what we're playing for today. Alyssa, come on in. Sit down. Have a seat. Put on some headphones.
All right.
Mark in Concord.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Marky Mark.
He went 3 for 5 today.
Okay.
He says he wants to beat you.
Oh, you do now, do you?
I do. He listens every day, so.
All right. Well, let's see if we can make that wish come true. I hope not.
If Alyssa gets 3, it's a tie, and she still wins 4 to outright win. Here's question number 1. The company who has the slogan, "You're in good hands."
Allstate? Wow, yes.
Allstate is correct, yes.
Oh my God, I don't even know where that came from.
The name of the movie / fantasy series where Frodo Baggins is attempting to destroy the One Ring.
Lord of the Rings.
That is correct. Question 3. The name of his record label is Rockefeller Records.
Is it Jay-Z?
It is Jay-Z. Question 4. He was a monkey, and his best friend was the man with the yellow hat.
Curious George!
Alyssa going for the clean sweep today. If you are really into fitness, you might be interested in your BMI. What does BMI stand for? She's not going to get this one, Mark. She's not into fitness.
Body mass index!
Oh.
Let's go!
Alyssa.
You said I wouldn't. I did it anyways.
Wow.
Show off.
I deserved that.
Hey, Mark, thanks for listening and thanks for playing. We've got the Cavs tickets for you anyway, buddy.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. My name is Mark, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.